Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Old School on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back. We're live at the Mercado. We'll be down here till 6 o'clock giving away this autograph Jason Peter jersey. We're going to do that as well. We're thanking this gentleman for his service and what he does. He said the advertising is good because folks are down here. They're coming through getting their packages and heading out the door. Yeah. Jay Foreman, let them know what they can get if they come down.
They can get the buy one, get one free four-pack of Steakhouse Blend burger patties. They have a variety of meats that I personally just checked out. Big old tomahawk in there. They got sausage. They got salmon in there, halibut, crab meat. I'm like, man, what don't I want? They even got beef jerky in there if you just want to have like a little snack.
Right.
Beef sticks.
Right.
They got all types of pasta. They got street tacos. Yeah. They got lasagna. They got pasta salad. They even have frog jam.
Yeah.
Now that might.
Thank you.
Now that I drew the line at frog jam. I don't even know what frog jam is. Okay. But just because it says frog jam, I'm out on frog jam. But everything else, I'm 99.9% sure I would have everything in there. Frog jam would have to be mixed with about a half a bottle of Patron.
Everything else, well, they have wine.
They have wine in there. So it's like, well, first of all, you can't have all that good meat in there and not have your wine in there. And they have, look, they even have it down. They got you covered. They got bacon, jalapeno bacon, maple bacon, beef bacon.
The maple.
And they also have mayonnaise if you want for make your sandwiches because they have you can cut and get, you know, whatever.
Designer mustard.
They got you covered, man.
Yeah, whatever sauce you want.
Yeah, it's the real deal Holyfield over here.
Whatever spicing you want to put in. Let's bring in, courtesy of the folks from Ambition Electric, bring in Barry Thompson.
Where we going to get Barry? Barry, can you hear me? Okay,
yeah,
I'm going to tell you this right now. I know you're a Raiders fan. I know you guys are 0-3, but I'm going to tell you this. Joyce Garrison lives in Henderson, Nevada, okay? And she's a Raiders fan, and she talks about she talks about Derek Carr so bad. So I'm going to tell you what she told me to tell you. She's like, he needs to she said that he got out there after the game and said everybody needs to do their job. She said he needs to start doing his job more because he can't run. She said, Jay, that boy can't run, and then he can't complete a pass. So that's very, very basic. But that's what the Raiders fans are saying about Derek Carr and that offense. She also said, if you guys start 0-4, your season's over.
Well, you know that Mr. Davis called in Josh Daniels and called him in and had a meeting right after the game. That's never a good sign.
Right.
And, you know, I don't know what's going on with that. Like I told you, I'm the type of Raider fan. When Raiders are on, I'm cheering them. A buddy of mine sent me a thing that kind of like it's not a clock, but if you imagine going clockwise at the top, it's like Raiders get hyped in the off, fans get hyped in the off season, and then around 2:33 o'clock, it says they go on a losing streak, and it has circle. That's where we are right now. And then, you know, it just continues through the cycle until you bring back up. But I don't know. I look at the just a quick Raiders side. I think, you know, the game they lost to the Cardinals, you know, I don't know why offensively that game was as close as it was, but you allowed a pretty good athlete a chance to make plays at the end, and he did. So you go, okay. And then you come into this game, and for what it brings up to me, again, it was a low-scoring game with the offensive stuff that they have did make sense to me. And I said, well, maybe Vrabel just kicked Coach Daniels behind in Patriots practices all that year, all that time. And then I look at Coach Daniels. I'm like, I don't know, you know, his record as a head coach, it's not very stellar. So I don't know what happened to him. They're still my team. I'm not going to argue with your mom.
Amen. Hey, Barry, we were having a conversation about, you know, simplification, right?
Yeah.
And being able to communicate in space, and you and I had a conversation. I remember being in the living room. We were trying to combine or at least get on the same page with what Barry wanted to do with the quarterbacks and what I wanted to do with the receivers. And I said, well, there will come a time when we need to simplify and be able to communicate, communicate quickly. And we were talking about the passing tree. But we had a coach who had everything, every play had a word. Every play had a word. And I said, but we're just yelling words, and it becomes problematic. Barry, what's the best way to communicate this stuff? That when we want to simplify, what's the easiest way to do it?
Well, I think it depends on, if I'm getting a bunch of people together and they don't know each other, you know, I believe in the route tree, right? It's just easy. You can teach it. You can go and ask combinations and all that kind of stuff. But at a higher level where you're expecting people to put time in and to understand things and study in classroom, I personally think there's some advantage to, at times, going with a single word. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't think you throw the tree out or whatever your version of the tree, but, you know, things get, even on Jay's side of the ball, you know, you look at calls like reduce tilt 63 zone X, right? Like, that's a first down call. Like, we couldn't, I know Jay just perked up when I said that, but,
I did.
Yeah, or Eagle Storm or, you know, reduce tilt 763, right? Right, Jay?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, starting to start familiar. So even on the defensive side, so there are things. Like, so offensively, I love being able to call a concept, if I say doubles, Y shallow, right? Because if I call doubles Y shallow, I got the formation, and I've got five receivers that know their route, and then I can go doubles Y shallow X comeback.
Right.
So that's bringing into the tree, right? A kind of combination of those, right? That this is it. There's got to be some happy marriage. And when you're playing it against these fast, you know, these quick deep, you know, these quick offenses, you know, defensively, you know, you got to think more Dime Viper than you are, you know, the other calls, right? Like, you got to get
right,
it in.
Right, for sure.
And they got to know what to do. And they got to know how to make their calls with Sink or Shunk or whatever they're doing defensively. But offensively, DP, I like the blend of the two, right?
Yeah, I think
you've always made the point. I like the blend of the two, that I can mix them up, but I can call it.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I can call this drive, or I can call this Texas. I can say, hey, what's this formation Texas? And then if I want something, I could say, you know, why post or why team or whatever it is.
Yeah, I think defensively it's the same thing. When you get into a faster-paced game, if we're running, even if it's over, we used to run over combo defenses where it could be 26, which is essentially, you know, cover two one side, cover four the other, or if you wanted to do, and you could change it by motion. You know, you don't have to always call the front. When you're in these meetings, the defensive line needs to know the front, so you can kind of get the most important thing, which is the coverage. Now, right. The defensive line can police themselves by looking over, getting a hand signal if you want to run a jet, TE stunt, or whatever, Texas, or whatever you can call your stunts.
Right.
Because all that stuff kind of correlates together, and then the linebackers are play off it. And I think once you can kind of dive into it and make it really, really simple, but then also don't lose your identity of really knowing football and calling your calls, I think you can have – you know, essentially one or two words based on the level. I think that the second level and the third level need to match up exactly what the coverage is, right? So that needs to be echoed.
Yeah.
The front can kind of handle themselves, but also the second level needs to know it. And there's only going to be two or three calls with it. And generally, if you're running – this is generally, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you're running a complex stunt or whatever, the whole defense needs to be alerted of that. And that's going to happen – you know, during the week in your meetings, Friday in your meetings, and Saturday morning, you know, with the night game, you know, this is something, hey, we're in this situation, and you hear this call, this is the front with the call, right? And
that's
it could be
a
– and so I think that's how you end up surviving. And the biggest thing that needs to happen is the communication needs to be going – essentially from the third level down, I think, you know, when you're doing that, because you want to – against a fast team, I think defensive coordinators sometimes lose sight of why they're running with such pace. They're running with such pace because their offensive line isn't very good generally, right? So they're trying to get the ball out so their quarterback's not getting murdered. So if you get the – if you keep everything in front of you and you can get more hats to the ball, they actually will within a series or two, slow down some because they're viewing it as they're not executing – when actually we're just playing steady. So I think if, you know, I want to know your opinion, if they can kind of get out of their own way and think of it a little bit more simpler and not just focus on just one call, I think that could help them out as well.
Yeah, and you do have to, and against a team like that, the front, you can kind of, you don't have to change them as much. What you do want to have a little variance to are coverage calls that go with the front, because if you give an OC, right, enough of a look at a certain coverage, he's going to have in his book a play to get to that coverage. You know what I mean? Every coverage has its beater, right? So that's the part that I think keeping the fronts more static, right, and then changing the landing coverage to vary that will match the front. Because, you know, coverages and front, as you know, go together. But, yeah, I think there's a way to simplify it. And DP, I think the hybrid, you know, we talk about that, is the one that I like. And but when you're paying people, right, whether you're paying their scholarship or NIL money, you know, there's an expectation and demand that you can expect them to know more with one word, right?
And I agree.
To be able to get it in. But at the lower levels, it's simpler to have that tree involved with what you're doing.
There's so much to it beyond the conversational part. The heart part of it is still the part that I think will determine whether Nebraska makes a turn or not. And it is simply the choice.
You mean
to
if it's pumping Kool-Aid or the real stuff?
Well, I mean, that's actually a thing, right? It has to be said that no matter what X and O you have in there, it's the heart of the Jimmy and Joes that determines outcomes of football
games. So you're saying if it's pumping Kool-Aid or the real stuff?
Well, here in Nebraska, they confuse the Kool-Aid for the real stuff. So I think the reality is
You're asking what Coach McBride wanted to know. Yeah. It's all great and dandy, but he wanted to know if your heart pumped Kool-Aid or not.
And DP, let me bring some up. This is just an observation. DP, this is observation. I think you bring up a great point about this, about the heart thing. I think for the last couple of years, I think the players have gotten attuned to, we'll have the right play call. Like, if we get the right play call, this thing will work. Right? The call. Rather than that thing where you call this, I'm going to make this work. Right? There's an element of toughness that goes with that, rather than if I think it's the right play call and I block a play and we don't get anywhere, I just go, man, they need to call better play. Right? The other way is, hey, this is what we're doing. You know, let's teach you depth, not width. We're going to make this work, Right now, the player understands I've got to do it. Right, I've got to make the call work. It may not sound like a big thing, but it, to me, it's a huge thing. Right, that you have that heart, you work together. It's like, nah,
yeah,
you may,
I totally
you
agree
may,
with that.
Yeah, and that gets what the thing you always talk about, CP. What's the identity, right? And so that's another thing that you want to watch for as the season progresses. Not only can they get solid and eliminate mistakes and execute and everything else, but is there going to be an identity that emerges that this is the way that Nebraska football is going to be played when you enter the game? We start off talking about how Indiana plays football, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we couldn't have that same conversation right now today about how Nebraska plays offense.
We and need so, to have that discussion, Barry Thompson. Because it has
well,
to be determined.
Well, I'm giving you credit.
I just want to say, come Saturday, we're going to find out a little bit more. Is it Kool-Aid or is it real? We're toward the break. When we come back, we'll close out old school. Barry Thompson will tell us what he's cooking, and Jay Foreman will tell us who he's picking. We'll do both of those. We'll take care of those live from the Mercado, and we'll give away this jersey. We'll do all of that next.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.